This is Ethically Speaking.
Here's the scenario. You get married and later find out some important fact, like your partner is sterile or is deeply in debt. Should your consent to get married count as genuine?
We can work our way through this question by considering how it came to be that you did not know the truth. In this scenario, it seems that the other person lied to you, and your consent would not be genuine if your nearest and dearest deliberately misled you.
But what about consent based on ignorance?
Ignorance? What? You didn't think of asking your fiancé about such important matters?
Well, that's simple ignorance. You didn't think of asking. But there's also willful ignorance, like when you think of asking but then you don't.
Ah, okay. Well, still, I would say that there is deception going on. Conventionally speaking, the state of one's fertility and the state of one's bank account are important if you're making a lifelong commitment to another. In some instances, like a couple marrying later in life or with an ironclad prenuptial agreement, these things might not matter, but withholding information still isn't a good foundation for intimacy.
What counts as truth-telling and what counts as deception in relationships can get pretty complicated. It can even be hard to recognize that we're avoiding asking the right questions or seeking the truth. Saying, "I want to know even if you think that the truth will hurt me," is sometimes really hard to communicate.
How much truth do you want to know? We'll listen at ethicallyspeaking.org. There you may hear previous shows, read transcripts, and send us comments anonymously, all at ethicallyspeaking.org. I'm Dean Ritz.
And I'm Denny Elliott. Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.